We were thankful this afternoon to have each and every person on the call, especially those who may not be members of the Church of Christ. You are very honored and distinguished guest of the audience, and we appreciate you being with us this afternoon. Yeah, I'm not obeying the gospel. You need to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. You're washed in the blood of the Lamb. The Lord did what I had you to. The only church you ever read about in the Bible, that is the Church of Christ. One must be baptized as commanded by our Lord. That's when you contact the blood of Jesus. That blood will wash away your sins. This afternoon, for a few minutes, set your mind on things above. This, the mind, as they say one time, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. We as people have many emotional problems. Sometimes it's dealing with life issues. Our mind causes emotional distress. But I think if we look to Jesus, we look and set our mind on the right things, we have a much more peaceful life. So I want to use this afternoon, the Bible, to give us some mind advice. I mean, it was the psalmist who said that I will lift up my eye unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. That's Psalms 121st division, verse 1 and 2. So looking up, Paul then says in the New Testament, if you then be risen with Christ, Colossians 3, verse 1, excuse me, seek those things which are above. Now, where? Christ seated on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things on the earth. So, he says, set your affections on things above. If Christ is risen, ye then be risen with Christ, excuse me. Meaning this is for children of God. We've been risen with Christ. He said, once you, and that's when you get baptized. After that, you start focusing on what's above and not what's on this earth. If you be risen with Christ, direct your mind. Focus on heaven. Focus on the hills for which cometh your help. Don't let the world, things of this world, cause you to lose your focus. Be affectionate about your salvation. Be affectionate about going to heaven. Be affectionate about your relationship with Jesus. Be affectionate with the saving of your own soul. If risen, then make show tender, loving care to your soul, Jesus, that you may make heaven your home. Possibly, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. If risen with Christ, then you're dead. Your life is hid with Christ. What does Paul mean? You're dead to your old life of sin, and you're living a new life in Christ. You got to stay focused in this life. Your life is hid with Christ in God. We see a new life that looks like Christ and not like the old person we were. Not that we are going to ever be perfect. No, but this should be, as I said this morning, this should be changed. We should be growing, and we should see changes. And people should notice that you're not the same. You're not acting the same. You're doing, there's a different life. And that's the person who's focused on the things that are above. Things that are above are things that we need to focus on, what's going to get us to heaven. Seeking ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these other things in this world be added to us. Whatever we need, God is going to take care of us. It's essential for us to understand that our minds must be focused on Christ at all times. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, but I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is a man, and the head of Christ is God. To survive in the world, the spirituality of the spiritual world, in the church, in our homes, on our job, we must keep our priorities together. At home, our mind must be on Jesus. Our focus must be on living for the Lord at church, at the building. We're together as family of God. We keep our minds focused on Jesus. And that's what it's going to take to get to heaven. We can be shook up in our minds. Paul told the Thessalonians, except in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 1, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus, by gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, see that, or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, or by letter, as from us, so that the days of Christ is at hand. Here the Thessalonians, Paul knew they had been shaken in their mind. Paul tells them not to be disturbed by those who are teaching that the second coming of Christ in this case. But it seems like if we're not, what he's talking about, if we're not properly taught, we don't keep our mind focused on the Word of God. That's why it's so important to study, to add God's Word to your life that you might not see it, and know, be instructed and guided by the Scripture. Then you can hold on. You don't have to be shook up on your belief system. If you believe that the Bible is right, then you stay with what the Bible says. And if you stand with what the Bible says, even if you're criticized for it, then you're still focused on what's above. You're trying to get to heaven. This whole lesson about if we're trying to get to heaven, our mind must stay on that. And development and the stabilization of our minds comes when we study the Word of God. And that develops our faith. In Hebrews 11, verse 1, the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by the elders, by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the world was framed by the Word of God. There it is. So the things where we're seen were not made of things which do appear. How do we get this faith? It's the Word of God. Romans 10, 17, faith coming by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. What keeps our mind at peace and is stabilized is that we believe that the Bible is right. And whatever God say in His Word, that can keep our minds at peace because we know God would never guide us wrong. So He told the Thessalonians, don't be soon shaken in mind or be troubled by spirit or word or by letters. But if something is troubling you, it's shaking your mind, develop a faith system where your faith is in God's Word. Your trust is in His power. It will prevent your mind from being shaken by what others say or do in your life. The only way we can remain steadfast, sisters, and be victorious as Christians in living in this life is to be more and more dependent on God Himself and His Word. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 7-7, Paul says, But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. For since we must remember, those who've been risen with Christ, that we have work to do as a church, individual on an individual basis. Each one of us must do our part to do more we do for the Lord, to work of the Lord, be steadfast, unmovable. And the stronger you are as a Christian, the more focus you got on heaven and not on things that's going on this earth, the more focus you will be to bring others to the Lord, to live the example for others, and to be at peace with God. The reason so many people fall apart and leave the church when trouble comes, in most cases, the individuals were not involved, they're not working for the Lord. Now, our work is never in vain. Everything we do for the Lord, Paul says, your labor is not in vain. So that's important. So as we start in our ministry back up, that every member of the church, our life, that you get back involved and be in as involved in doing the work of the Lord as possible. We're praying that many will come back and be able to come back, and those who are not sick and shedding in can come back and help with the work of the Lord, because this is important, keeping our focus on things which are above, focusing our minds on things which are above, trying to get to heaven. And trying to get to heaven, there's much work to do. The harvest is plentiful. The labors are often few, according to Scripture. The work must be for the one purpose, and that is the cause of Christ. When we come together as a body of Christ, the Church of Christ is universal all over the world. Every congregation, our effort should be to look to heaven, to try to get to heaven ourselves, and try to take as many people with us as we can. See, we have to be steadfast and unmovable. We got our mind set on things above, and when we come together as a congregation, when we come together as ministry, our focus is on trying to make sure we're doing everything to keep our Lord pleased and giving God the glory and Christ. Christ himself. We ought to mind the same things to do that. All of us should think alike. How do you think alike? Well, Paul says, basically, I press toward a mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ. There's a press and there's a focus. The fight is not among me or another member of any of us. Our fight is not there. Our fight is against spiritual wickedness. Paul says to the Corinthians, to the Philippians, I press toward a mark, Philippians 3:14, I press toward a mark for the prize of the calling of Christ Jesus, of God in Christ Jesus. No matter what our difficulties are, we have a goal. Our goal, the reason we focus among the things above, because our goal must be to get to heaven, to press, to fight for the prize. In verse 15, he says, let us therefore, since that's the goal, since that's what we're trying to do, as men is be perfect, be thus minded. If in anything you otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. When a person can focus and keep their mind on the prize, not be distracted by the things of this world, this is a sign of maturity and growth in the Christian. And we can put everything else aside and be of the same mind. We have to work together as Christians, as brothers and sisters in Christ. Our goal is to get to heaven, and we dare not let anything stop us. Paul says in verse 16, nevertheless, we have already attained. Let us walk by the same rule. Listen to this point. He said, let us mind the same thing. So the battle that we're fighting in the religious world, you see division all over the place, and because they're not walking by the same rule. That's why we have churches over every corner. When we come back to a family of God that's working together, we ought to speak the same way. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and verse 10, this was written to Christians. There was we often quote it, we refer to division among denominational churches. However, this was division at the congregation. Paul said, now I beseech you, brethren, see, they were brethren, by the name of the Lord, that you all would speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, that you be perfectly joined. I got to watch this now. In the same mind and same judgment. We can't let anyone come between us. We must speak the same thing. How do we do that? By doing the things the way the Lord God has said do. We speak, we let the scripture guide us, the word of God. We let the word of God guide us. In the church, we love the way God says love. We will put up with things among our brothers and sisters because of our love for each other. Why? We're on the same page. We have the same mind. We have the same mind. If we have the same mind, we can teach the same things. If we have the same mind, we can obey the same thing. If we have the same mind, we will be obedient to the Lord and understand our goal is to set our minds on things above and we may make heaven our home. Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 17, brother, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk. And so as you have us, for an example, for me to walk of whom I told you often, now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Whoso in the destruction, whose God is the belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. There comes the problem right there. See, if we focus on heavenly things, we won't be enemies of the cross. But if we focus on earthly things, then other things become our God. And this is why people's minds are messed up when it comes to the religious world we live in. Because they're enemies of the cross. Their minds are on earthly wealth and not heavenly glory. Our mind must be on heavenly glory. We often say, hide us behind the cross. We're trying to follow Jesus. Paul said, for our conversation is in heaven, from which also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our citizenship is in heaven. We are eagerly awaiting the return of our Lord because one day we want to go to heaven. We want to see that street that's gold and the walls of jasper. We know Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He said, my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I'm going to prepare. I'm coming again and receive it to myself. And where I am, you may be also. Then in verse 21, Paul said, who changed our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able, even to subdue all things unto himself. It's going to happen, y'all. It's going to happen. The Lord is going to come back one day. What's going to happen in a moment, twinkling of an eye, and a dead in Christ. We're going to rise. We're going to be changed. But the important thing is that when that day comes, we don't know. Jesus don't know. The angel, the Father, will make that decision. Our minds should be set on things above. We got being told today we're facing Armageddon with the nuclear bomb. The world's not going to end through a nuclear attack. And it could happen. That's not going to end the world. The world is going to come to an end with the Lord's face on. And it's going to burn fervent heat. And then Jesus is coming back. He's coming back. 2 Thessalonians 1:7-8, to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them who know not God and obey not the gospel. The people who don't know God didn't obey the gospel. These are people who didn't believe, or people who didn't set their mind on things above. Those of us in the Church of Christ, what we got going for us is that we believe everything that the Bible says. And the Bible is what keeps us focused. Paul says in Philippians 2:1, if there be any consolation in Christ, any comfort of love, any fellowship of the Spirit, any bowels of mercy, the love, comfort, fellowship, and mercy that we need can only be found in Christ. And then when that's found in Christ and you're followers of Christ, Paul said, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, he said, of one mind. Is that possible? Yes. It's possible because the mind of God, when you read the scripture, you're reading the mind of God. It is the mind of God. We can be like-minded because we believe what he said. He said, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but lowliness of mind, each esteem of the better than itself. All of us as Christians, brothers and sisters, our clothes should have a high regard for one another. We should love one another. And that's if our minds on Christ, we can have the same love and be on one accord with one mind. What we got to do that, brother? Keep our minds set on things above, our affection on things above. Paul says, Philippians 2:4, let not every man to his own things, but every man also to things of others. Sometimes as Christians, we have to look beyond our own troubles so we have some other people. Other people need us in life. We all got something going on in life. Of course we do. We all got some things. But what Paul is saying here, there are times when they just don't focus. It's other people who need our help. It's other people who need to get the help. It's other people who need to refocus. It's a lot of people in the Lord's church who lost focus during the pandemic. And since I've been doing meetings, I'm learning that every congregation is having that same problem. Many of the members have not come back to the building, so I'm still online meeting. Going to other places, doing things like that. However, we have to look beyond our own troubles because people need help. People need help. The world needs to know the gospel. They need to be saved. Members need to be restored and revised. And it's when our mind is set on things above, that's important. It's important to be bring visitors. It's important to start baptizing folk again like we were before. It's important for us to start restoring and reaching out to our brothers and sisters who may have fallen by the wayside. Paul said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. What was the mind of Christ like as a clothes? Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, Philippians 2:5-6. Jesus was a supreme example of love and humility. He gave it all up for you and me. All of us. Some of us don't want to humble ourselves and give up everything for him. Christ was in heaven. He was the Son of God. He took off his robe, his heavenly robe, without feeling like he had been cheated at all to come live among us. When you have the mind of Christ, you don't feel cheated when you have to tell someone what they must do to be saved. When you tell someone what they do to be saved. When you have the mind of Christ, you don't feel cheated when you have to say you're sorry. I ask someone to forgive you. I looked at you, maybe I made a mistake, and do better. When you have the mind of Christ, you don't feel cheated when you have to say, well, I'm sorry. I'm asking God for forgiveness. And when you go to God for forgiveness, you admit your own. That's part of having the mind of God. Confessing our faults. Asking for forgiveness. Forgiving one another. And living in the Lord. God has told us to live. Paul said, Jesus said, but made himself with no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men. One version said he made himself nothing. Jesus came to this earth and gave up the heavenly riches. His heavenly glory became a lowly servant. Being found in the fashion of man, he humbled himself, watch this now, became obedient to the most painful death that man could encounter, and that is crucifixion. It was a horrible way to die. It was a painful way to die. However, Jesus did that for us. He was obedient. And sometimes, as we live for the Lord, and we're going through things, and we got our mind focused on things above, there will be pain associated with it. That's what happened with Jesus. He had to go through the pain to give us this opportunity to one day make heaven up. As a result of him doing that, Paul says God highly exalted him, giving him a name that was above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee would bow, things in heaven, watch this, and things in things on earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, the glory of God the Father. So here's the lesson this evening. Keeping our mind focused will keep us living in a way that when our heads pressed in the iron pillow, and our eyes have been closed for the last time, and our tongues have been silenced by death, you'll be okay. Because you had your mind set things above. And then one day, you hear Jesus say, well done, that good and faithful servant. I hope you enjoyed the lesson this evening. It's really important that we don't let nothing distract us and lose focus. Our focus is set our mind, set our affection on things above and not on things of the earth. If you're on the call this afternoon, you're not a Christian. We want you to become a Christian. You do that by hearing how Jesus hung, bled, and died on Calvary. The good news called the gospel is that we had a suffering Savior who died on the cross, who they whipped and they beat and they mocked him. But he knew that he had to go to that cross for all of us. He knew he had to stay on that cross. He knew that he would suffer. He knew all this was coming. He knew it was coming. He knew his suffering would be for a reason. His focus was on getting us to heaven. His focus was on getting us to the place where one day we can be at rest with God. Jesus said in Luke 24:46, thus it is written, and the dust and bone Christ has suffered, and the rising from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. He did just that. He suffered for us. And now what God is telling us through his word, you all, take this with you this week. Work on, focus on things that are above. You're focusing on God. And I can tell you, as I said this morning, God will never leave you and never forsake you. Nothing bad can come if you're focused on the things above. And you know, if you're on the call this evening and you believe that he died for your sins according to the scripture, you have to believe that with all of your heart. You have to repent of your sins, Luke 13:3-5. You must confess Jesus to be the Son of God, Matthew 10:32. And you have to be baptized for the remission of sins, Acts 2:38. And then if you subject to the invitation, we're getting ready to sing a song of encouragement. You can hit 5-star on your phone. And let us know you want to be baptized. No matter where you're listening to us, we'll find somewhere. What are you doing when you get baptized? You're starting to look up. You're focusing on getting to heaven. You're setting your mind on God, on heaven, on Jesus the Christ. The psalmist said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. my help coming from the Lord. You got to do that. You got to be born again of the water and spirit in order to. You got to look up to do that. And then for those who may be members of the church, maybe you're falling by the wayside. When you come home, why? Refocus your life. Refocus on the cross. Refocus on heaven. Refocus on the Lord. Keep looking to the hill. Come home. Come home. You need to come back home. And then those who may need prayer, remember, the privilege of being a child of God is a spiritual blessing that comes with that, that we can call him Father. We can say, Abba, Father. He's our Father. He's there listening to us. His eyes over the righteous. His ears open to their prayer. 1 Peter 3 and verse 12. So if you need prayer, let us know. If you want to be baptized, let us know. If you want to repent and ask God to forgive you this season, restore to the Lord, hit 5 stars on your phone, you're doing what you have to do to set your affections, set your mind on things above. May God bless you as you come. Now we will sing the song of encouragement.